Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome. I think you're in the right place. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. And what is the rest? Well, tonight's Thursday, so it's After the Glass Slipper, our ongoing fairy tale story featuring Cinderella's stepmother, Agatha. But basically, the concept of Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, we do different stuff, but the basics are the same. I'm going to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's running through your brain, whatever is romping around in your head saying blah, blah, blah. And every time you think you're settled down, it starts picking at you. And you change position, but you can't change your thoughts. It's a hard thing to do. Don't blame yourself for it. It's tough. But I'm going to create a safe place where you can, you know, put those aside. You just listen to me. I'm going to try to distract you from whatever's going on in your brain. You listen to the story. Believe it or not, if you start listening, those other thoughts in your brain will start listening. And then my story will just kind of go on and on. It'll be a little bit boring, a little bit lulling, a little bit soothing. A lot ridiculous or, absurd, I guess, would be another term. But you know, no heavy thinking involved. Actually, you just listen. You say, well, huh, that Agatha, huh? I'm more interested in Cinderella. I saw the movie, and then I bought the book. But the stepmother, you know, she's more, isn't it? It's a story about, okay, I'll listen for a little bit here. Okay, she's talking a lot. What is she? She's doing some explaining. Oh, talking about her feelings. Well, I think I'll fall asleep. And so a lot of times you don't even know what you're asleep. The next thing you know, you're like, whoa, that podcast wasn't interesting. It was, you know, mildly interesting, mildly entertaining, mildly funny, mildly whatever. That's how we do it. You might say, well, who in their right mind would do a podcast to put people to sleep? That's not like, that's not a mind melder, or that doesn't go by the name Mesmaro or Mind Maro or, or says stuff like be one with your mind and your breath and your spirit. Well, you know, you're not, what the heck's wrong with you? Well, a lot's wrong with me. Am I right, Mike? Absolutely not. But it brings up a good point. I've gone through this nighttime rigmarole. I've got one of those brains. I live in California. We got this water crisis out here. Now, somehow my brain, instead of giving me solutions to problems, I'm always the problem, but I can't do anything about it. If the thoughts that keep me awake at night, I got a drippy faucet, right? Water crisis, you'd say, okay, well, either you could look at it two ways. Normal person maybe would say, well, you're wasting a lot of water there. You better get it fixed. Or the reverse side might say, wow, you could save a lot of water if you fix that, or put something under the water, you know, to collect the water. Either way, you could, be helping not do bad, or you could be doing good, or you could, be making an ice cold drink for yourself. Water is good. No, my brain's like, geez, what a terrible person you are that you have a drippy faucet. What is wrong with you? And it goes on like that for hours. And I say, well, I was going to fix the faucet, but now I feel terrible about myself. And then that thought's right that, well, there you go. And it's like, man, it don't matter if you fix the faucet anyway because you're a terrible person. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. I thought I was a terrible person because I didn't fix the faucet. Now you're telling me I shouldn't bother? And then the faucet will be like, I'll be like, yeah. And then I'll be like, okay, well, sit down and relax. What are you doing that for? You should be fixing the faucet, you terrible person. And then I say, well, wait, which one is it? I don't get it. And then that part of my brain says, both, buddy. Ha, ha, ha. It doesn't even, but it's not that forthright. It doesn't tell me that. That's got me going. It's got me coming. Instead of being like, hey, let's save some water. Hey, let's have some water. I don't know. Anybody that could follow that, we're probably in the same boat. If you could follow it, like at one degree of that madness, this podcast might help you. I hope it does, because I know what it's like, whether one night, even if it's Christmas Eve, you can't sleep. You're like, man, I want to get to sleep so I can open up those presents already. Or if it's like your 10th night in a row, you can't get to sleep, or your schedule changed and you can't get to sleep. I know what it's like, man. I've been through it. And a lot of people, they can't really. They say, oh, well, you know, what did you have warm milk? And you're like, didn't you hear me? I haven't slept in 10 nights, buddy. Warm milk ain't going to do shit. I feel like, you know, there's bugs on the insides of my eyeballs. And, you know, my hair is sweating. You see that? It feels like it is. My hair sweating. It feels like my hair sweating. Not my hair follicles, my actual hair. And then they say, oh, Barry, you need to get some sleep. And then you're like, no. So people that can sleep, they don't really, they don't understand the pain and the terrible isolation that people feel when they're stuck not sleeping. I do. And I happen to not be, a mediocre storyteller with ability to talk in circles. So here you go. That's it. A plus B divided by insanity equals this podcast. And I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here. I hope this podcast helps you fall asleep. It was all in good fun. I'm not mean to my, I mean, you know, I'm trying to help. I like doing this. I like telling stories just because my critic says they're terrible. I'm like, mediocre is a compliment, or maybe they're just stories have fun to put your mind at ease. All right. So I hope I help you fall asleep. All right. And that's it. We're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can email me feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Get me on Twitter at Dearest Scooter, or on Facebook. You can comment on the website. Love to hear from you. If you want to help out the podcast, you know what you could do? Go over to iTunes and review and rate us. Write a nice review. Write your opinion. You know, write, maybe even tell me a little bit about your experiences. And if you want to help the podcast out, another thing you can do is feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. I'm working on a little crossover episode with Chris Posty Posters and over at Sounds Like an Earful podcast. Email me your dream. Now, it'll be public. I won't publicize your name. But I'm looking for some dreams that people have had for a crossover podcast. So if you want to email me your dream, that's probably the best way to do it. Put it in there. Crossover dream or something, and a dream about anything, but it shouldn't have, you know, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the podcast, because ideally it's going to be, you know, in a story that'll be on the podcast, or it might be on Chris's podcast, I don't know, but it won't, you know, won't be self-referential, I don't know, but anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I do hope I help you fall asleep.
Thank you. So I want to thank Chris Posty Posterson, who does our music. Scotty and Jennifer running our iconic artwork. Thank you. And I'm going to just get straight into the other thank yous. And, you know, all you long-term, you know, of course I love you guys. And, just a heads up, Periscope update, since I'm recording these thank yous on Wednesday. I will Periscope probably won't come up on Sunday, maybe for a half hour on Monday and Tuesday. But what I'll try to do is try to figure out something fair for East Coast people. Maybe it'll figure out if there's a way that I can send you notifications. Like maybe, I don't know when I'm going to be recording this weekend, every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe I'll try to post on Facebook, maybe Sunday in the middle of the day. I'll just do the warm-up for the podcast. I'll Periscope that, maybe. I don't know. But anybody that's interested in that, oh boy, go to Periscope, I think. Google that. And again, if this app's going to be a problem, it's kind of like, let's explore other options. All right, let me thank some people. Julia made a comment on the website. She said, to give a shout-out would make Julia's evening. And then I was thinking of that. One of my favorite scenes in any movie. I don't know if it's my favorite, but one of my favorite scenes, and a great song by itself, But from Royal Tenenbaums, one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite scenes is when Royal's with the boys and me and Julio down by the schoolyard's playing. And then Royal makes a little bit of, I literally have goosebumps thinking about that scene, how much I love it. And so then I was thinking, me and Julia, thanking Julia on the podcast. I'm going to thank some other listeners, but I want to thank Julia now, but I want to thank Laurel too, who sent me GOT religion news, thanking you on the podcast. All right, better. I don't know. That's probably fair use. That's inhaling whistling. Let's try exit. Thanking you on the podcast. Emily, Nicole, and Aaron RSVP'd for the meetup. Thank you, guys. Silvertone already RSVP'd. I want to thank people from Twitter. Lindsay G, talking today. Maggie L, a little concerned about my voice. Probably I've gotten back to you by the time you hear this, Maggie, but could be lack of tea. And I love saying things that rhyme, but it could be lack of tea. I have not had, since I've been back to Florida, normalcy of routine has not returned in a way that I have tea when I'm recording the podcast. I did that for maybe a month or two. To varying degrees of success, if you listen to bloopers, there's many scalding incidents with the tea. But could be, I don't know, I think my voice, as I'm listening to my voice now, this is probably what I sound like in real life. Maybe, I don't know, who knows, unfortunately I talk to myself a lot, but I hear my head inside my head. I don't know, thank you for your concern though. If anybody else says my voice is weird, let me know. Maybe there's something weird in my production chain. I mean, it's a small chain, so it'd be easy to say, well, is it the recorder, the microphone, or the preamp? Because that's it. So it might be settings off. Who knows, since my trip. So thank you, Maggie. I'm going to say hi to KDS, Mark, Claire, Marcy, over on Facebook, Jen W., Judy S., Alexandra, Laura, you know, friend, you know, community ending it up, Grizz Chicken, Teddy, Tracy B., Jessica, Joel. I thought I think so Eli in here. Eli just had a long flight, and the podcast helped with the, what do you call that, jet lag. So thank you, Eli, or... And let's see, reviews. Pinterest used to be good, gave us a nice review. Brenda from Paraguay. Paraguay, is that the correct saying of that? Paraguay? Paraguay. I want to say Guay. Why? Tell them you're from, thanking Brenda from Paraguay. Why? Because I like to say thanks to my listeners. Why? Because I love thank yous that rhyme. Why? Thank you, Brenda from Paraguay. That's why I'm thanking you from the podcast sky. Finally, they call me El Toro. And they call me El Toro's girlfriend. Nice little, I'm not sure what country you place your review in. It came to me through this convoluted method I attempted to try to get international reviews, but I have a backup method that comes at the end of the month. But I said, hey, let's try a more convoluted way that might, you know. But anyway, they call me El Toro. They call me the Sloth. That's another song. I better stop this singing. But I like that it does what it says on the tin. Podcast puts you to sleep. They call me El Toro says, hey, they call this podcast Sleep With Me and it works. So thank you. And thank you all for listening. Those of you, the silent majority, and there's nothing wrong with being the silent majority. Don't let the You know, nighttime rigmarole, say, you know, if you have time, review us or whatever, do it. But, you know, if you're running through life quiet as a dormouse or a church mouse, you know, I wish I had a song like that. But I'd say, why don't blame yourself for being quiet, I, da, da. Well, I want to say thank you anyway. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. If you're listening, thanks. All right. For me and Michael, if you're listening out there somewhere via spiritual digital connection, what's up, man? I hope you got some peace for real, too. All right. I'll talk to you. You know, I'll be back in 4 seconds.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of After the Glass Slipper. I am Agatha, the teller of your tale. Cinderella's stepmother, once known as the evil stepmother, now known as a complicated stepmother, telling the tale of what happened to Cinderella after the glass slipper, but mostly since I'm the one, from my perspective. Especially this tale start. Okay, let me try to catch you up. Cinderella was queen, wonderful queen. We had taken an entire community of fairy godparents. Everyone was living with, 70% joy, 30%, maybe 65, 45, but happy people most of the time, happy fairy godparents. Suddenly, and everything went from terrific to the fairy godparents becoming ill. Cinderella said, well, this is not good. More illness got worse. She said, I need to deal with this. She said, I think this fancy kingdom, many, many journeys away, I will go there. She left me in charge. Things started, I think they were going well for a few hours, this was weeks ago, but for a few hours, when Cinderella, when people knew she was still a couple days away, but anyway, then things went south or north or west or east, well, actually all four. People uprisings, throwing the fairies out of their houses, shortages, ogre invasions, contract problems, some attempt, I think I was going to build a giant pyramid at some point, double crossing, and then tricking the ogres into the fairy kingdom that was full of monsters, getting trapped there. Finding a town full of children, well, adult fairy children, complicated. You can find all the other older episodes at sleepwithmepodcast.com/glassslipper. And so the closest thing I can catch you up to right now is that, what happened? Well, we were eagerly awaiting Cinderella's return. But we knew she had been double-crossed by the king she was returning with. His huge army came. I suspect thereafter the fairy source and probably Cinderella's royal blood. I don't know, royalty, maybe creating a royal blood. I don't know. But they had plans to double-cross her, so I double-crossed Cinderella. She was thrown into a pit of lentils. Then they threw me into the pit of lentils. You could listen to the other episodes if this doesn't make any sense. But I've been told I don't make very much sense anyway, so just lie back. Listen to your Agatha tell. All I need is one or two more weeks of your time. Ideally a lifetime of your time if you would have me. But I know, we don't want to have you. You're a mad woman. So let me set the stage for you. We've been thrown into a pit of lentils. Now, you might say, or you might have said to yourself last week, pit of lentils, that's a strange thing you don't come across every day. Well, of course not. It was a pit we had dug right before the army came. I had made peace with the ogres and the monsters, and the monsters are very good diggers, like kind of like if you've seen a dog in a garden before. And you say, if it's your dog and it's not your garden, you say, oh, look at that,
Well, that boy, he's having such a good time digging. Look at you digging that hole. Oh, look at your tail wagging. You're just digging. Or, you know, or if it's a dog, it's your garden and not your dog. You say, what the good God, that dog, how did you dig up my hole? So these monsters that have been, trained by the ogres, but, you know, brought under control by, they were digging, they dug us a lentil pit. But then the ogres, they said, well, wait a second, why would we, but we have this fairy source that's got a powerful jet of strange energy. We could dig that hole faster if we figure out some, and they created some, aqueduct pipes, because we had run it anyway. So they started using the force of the fairy jet for digging this big hole. And I said, well, let's dig a, so we started, they started digging. I said, boys, I've got an idea. Get to the digging with your fairy jets. And they said, well, we don't know this. I said, who cares about side effects? Spray that stuff right into the ground. And they said, well, it's leaking. Some of it's getting into the soil. And, you know, who knows? I said, I don't care. Dig those holes. And then we had this giant hole, and we used some of the dirt to make a road. And then I said, they said, well, what are you going to do with the hole? I said, well, I've always been partial to those hidden pits covered with, bamboo and grass that I've seen, heard storytellers tell tales about. But I don't suppose that's going to work. So let's fill it with lentils. And they said, lentils, where are we going to get some? And I said, well, if the children, the fairy source creates things for their needs, the children are hungry for lentils. So then we had plenty of lentils to fill the pit. And now, believe it or not, we're on the periphery of the pit. We went down to the bottom of the pit. After Cinderella was thrown into the pit, the ogres were down at the bottom in a cavern adjacent to the pit, with the lentils being held at bay by some system of, bamboo and wood. And they pulled Cinderella into this cavern attached to the lentil pit, and they tied her up as my prisoner. And the children, they had dove in. That was not the original plan, but we had room for them, so the ogres helped them get to the bottom, and they were free. And then I was thrown into the pit by the... Now, we weren't out of the... far away. We were pretty much at the bottom of the pit, just next to the bottom of the lentils. And I stayed close in Xerox and Greasy. And would have one of those Frito, or one of the Frito-Lay, what was his name? Something, a couple of the ogres that had taken a shine to me. And we listened, and the soldiers, they surrounded the pit, and the king, or whatever the hell, prince, whoever, this big shot with the beard, he said, there's no escape, he said, we have you surrounded. And they had dogs, and they said, the dogs know you're down there, you might as well give up. You know, we know you're down there, there's no way you'd perish in a pit of, what are these, some sort of seed or something. I said, the lentils, you fool. And he said, come out of your pit of lentils. I said, we can't just come out. And he said, well, we'll get you out, or we will wait, and then they were discussing things. And he said, well, surround the pit, we need to find this source of fairy power. And he said, where, I can't remember what he said. I thought he said, what did he say? I thought he said, Onom. He said, we wait for Onom to come. He was inspecting the fairies, fairy godparents. He will locate the source for us. And I said, oh, no, that's a new one. And he said, because we had hidden the fairy source. We had, what we had done is, well, I didn't do anything. I worked with, they had piped it so that some of the pipes, one was shooting off, sending the fairy energy over the wall of the aqueducts. The rest was pumping it into the ground. No, not exactly a, spill-proof system, but this is some sort of strange energy anyway. But then the fairy source, it must have known if something was going on.
So somehow the village where the children lived became masked as like a huddle of boulders. But I'm sure if you were investigating, no, I don't know. It's fairy magic. What do I look like? Some sort of magician? And magicians are people that pretend they're magic. What do you call yourself if you're actually? I guess you are a fairy godparent. But then, what about a wizard? Wizard, yes, wizard. Or some, I don't, and then I'm like, is that the same type of magic? Fairy magic, wizard magic, witching magic, wiccan magic, magic of love, as Cinderella, like the magic of the heart. Oh boy, she used to talk about that all the time. If only, Agatha, you just have to, anyway, I cannot get off base here. So I have somewhat of a plan. So I need to run it by the children. But basically, the summary is we're surrounded by this buffoon and his troops, and I think they're planning on waiting us out, or maybe waiting to find the fairy source, and then they'll deal with us, or they'll deal with us. It's not like we're really in the way. They don't know we have a bunch of ogres and creatures and, you know, an escape tunnel. But let me bring the children in. I think this is an antechamber. There's a larger chamber attached to it. That would be a cave-like hall. But this is a little room near the lentils where I can listen in. And he's like, okay, Greasy, Xerox, go get the other children, bring them in here, we need to speak. Okay, children, come on in, come on, hello, were you Burdock, or was that one of the ogre's names? I just tend to be terrible with these strange, okay, children, come on in, no, yes, Sleestak, you keep Cinderella, our prisoner, in there, I need to talk to the children alone. Your children don't look, you look so concerned and worried. What's the matter, Greasy? Do you want to tell me something? Oh, you're a little scared, Greasy. Okay, well, children, sit down. Agatha needs to talk to you. First of all, children, I want to tell you what a wonderful job you did acting as mad children return to the wild children, I think we could call you. Children, you are the most wonderful wild children. Greasy, your wild eyes, carrying that strange staff that has always been a part of wild children's antics in the wild, returning once. Well, I guess I don't know if you were ever civilized children, technically. Also, the strange matter of you being adults, but we had masked that with the fairy energy. But anyway, you looked like wild children there for a while. You acted like wild children with your snarling. But I want to check in. I know now Agatha has a plan for everything, so don't be too frightened. But I know you're all snarling at Cinderella, and I want you to know that Cinderella has your best interests in mind, and you will make everything right. She will make everything right with you. Okay, what is it, Xerox? You're pulling on me. What about you? Okay, you guys can see through me already. Well, okay, children, we're going to do some more acting is what I need to run by you. This will be the roles of a lifetime for you. For all you have, you don't really have to do anything but be children. You know, be. Now, I'm going to change. I'll be the one doing the acting. But I want you in your hearts to know that the Agatha here with you now is the one who wants you to go with Cinderella and be safe. Now, I will change in my acting role to an Agatha of old, unfortunately, children, an Agatha that lives, you know, adult things. Me and Cinderella are going to have a bit of an adult talk, but it will be an acting role. But instead of like the thing you'd be like, oh, Cinderella, I'm so sorry, so good. It won't be like that, children. It won't be pretty. You will hear things that you will say, oh, no, should I be afraid? No need to be afraid. Now I understand, children, you can't help but be afraid. What is happening? We were savage children. Then they were surrounded by soldiers. We're interacting with ogres. The woman we had blamed for everything is here, and our captive. But the woman that came—it's very, very trying times for you children. But I can tell you what you have to look forward to. If I think everything's going to go to plan for you guys, and so I'm going to act like I'm very mean. And remember, I told you once I was the mean, mean person to Cinderella. And I'm going to be that person again to her. Even meaner than that. I'm going to be. But I don't want you to be afraid, children. Just go. I'll just be acting for you, and you will go with Cinderella. Now, I will be staying here, and I will be keeping, you know, everything safe. I will be dealing with these soldiers. We are going to, you know, exchange lentils. They will have some lentils. I will say, yes, you know, let's talk about peace and harmony. Let's leave this fairy sauce alone for these children. They probably, I don't understand everything, even though it was explained to me when not even part of this story. The children, I said, tell me again, what the hell is this thing? And why are you not adults? And what the heck? And I don't know, but children, that's my understanding is not that important of this, making sense of it, and all that. Don't worry, you know, I won't, all I want you to understand is don't be afraid, okay? So I'm going to call in Cinderella. Now, don't worry, I won't be shouting. Always with her, I had a cruel countenance, I believe. So, okay, Greasy, good. Don't worry. No, here, children, gather round. Now, I got to tell you, I have a special friend named Gonzalo. He's just about your age, a little bit older, younger in body, more mature, though, as far as he's a very sure. So he's going to help you. All your little fairy godparents or parents or whatever the heck they are, they will be so overjoyed. I would hope they are getting healthy as we speak. I don't know how long that will take. But in order to make sure they get healthy, would you like, Greasy, you've been worried about them, I know. You've pushed it away, but you will return to them. And Gonzalo's going to teach you how to make bone broth. Who would volunteer to make bone broth? Who would want to learn that to help me? It's very hard work, I tell you. It won't be easy. Many volunteers. Well, who will volunteer then to spoon bone broth into the lips of fairy godparents? Oh, all of you. Oh, wow. It is very hard work. You must balance a spoon, balance the broth in a spoon. I know you could all handle it. I see you sitting up straight. Whoever is sitting up the straightest. Oh, you are equally all sitting up straight. Oh, children. Now I'm going to need also some special, special children to help me. Well, help Gonzalo. You know, when you are done with that, you will have to sing to the fair. Is anyone good at singing or making? Oh, wait, you are all actors. I forgot. I'm dealing with a troupe of performing artists. Oh, goodness, these fairy godparents. So are you ready? Okay, so are you ready for me to act? You're ready to help me help your fairy godparents? In some sense, children, in a selfish way, it'll be helping you. Don't you feel good already? Puffing up your chest, sitting up straight with your arms. Now, who is going to be brave for me? All of you. And it won't be easy, no. It won't. Who is not going to worry about me when I act strangely and say, turn your back on Agatha forever? Well, we'll work on that. You'll see when you hear. Okay, bring in Cinderella now. Ah, yes, there she is, children. No, Greasy, remember, I trained you in Xerox and your parts, okay. Now bring me, hello, Cinderella. It is I, Agatha, your stepmother. Maybe you remember me. You do. No, you don't need to unloose her mouth just yet. I don't need to hear one word from her. I am going to be the one. You know, we've finally captured you. You might be confused. Say, you were saying quite a few nasty things about me, my dear. Yes, you made one small error in trusting me. Yes, I insidiously won myself into your good graces, Cinderella, and acted like all I desired was your love, your approval, that I just wanted a little bit of your goodness to shine on me and seep through my pores and have, now maybe you fell for that, but you know, evil is as evil does, Cinderella, and I am a woman full of ambition, and I'll tell you what, I'll just cut to the chase. You might say, what, I don't understand, your good friend up there, the bearded man, Prince Pumpernickel, as I like to call him, and I can tell by your confused eyes you've never heard that term. It's a secret term we use with each other. And no, you won't get a chance to ask him any questions. For we, yes, I said, well, I made him an offer he could not refuse, a fairy source of endless power. A minor size kingdom with fresh water supplies, mines nearby, whatever. I don't even know the assets of your kingdom, Cinderella, our kingdom, soon to be my kingdom. You understand, I will be ruling in your stead as I have ruled in your stead. People will learn to love me when they see me empowered by the fairy power of some such things. And oh dear, what are you asking me? You can take off her thing, Greasy. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you're saying this doesn't make any sense to you, Cinderella. Well, let's say, what do you mean, what doesn't make sense? How would I have contacted Prince Pumpernickel? Well, across time and space, of course. Well, why would I let you? Well, yes, you think you're seeing holes in my evil plan, but let me just have you look upon this. This wall of bamboo holds upon it. You might say, why would you cast me into a pit of lentils? Well, why would I have made you sit in the hearth full of ash? Remember these days, Cinderella, you might say, I don't believe any of this, that you're an evil woman, Agatha. You might say, I thought you would have reformed your ways, or you were just immoderately, not evil, but, you know, grouchy, reformed, wrong. You might say, oh, this doesn't make any, everything you're saying is garbled. And sounds like you're making it up because you were so busy with so many other plans, figuring out so many angles, you didn't have time to construct a speech for me. Don't you think, Cinderella? Well, would that be wrong, Cinderella? For I have a pit of lentils. For I thought these lentils would be the perfect symbol for me of choice. You say, well, would I want lentils? Just plain lentils. Who would choose to create a pit of lentils? Why? Why lentils? Easy to get through, to get to the bottom. You might say, well, that's not a bad idea with this antechamber and the larger chamber behind it. And the passage out of this place and into your kingdom, you might say, well, is starting to sound like not such an evil plan anymore that she's talking about. But you see these lentils, each little lentil, I remember watching you pick them up and then falling asleep, reawakening, seeing you still trying to pick out lentils in the hearth mixed in with ash. And to this day I say, why be so cruel, Agatha? What was wrong with you? And you could say, well, you were, you know, mistreated by my husbands, mistreated by my step-siblings, mistreated by life, imbalanced chemically, too much sunshine that day, too much red wine. Or I could just say I wanted to, right? I don't know, Cinderella, there's something inside me, almost something living inside me, a creature. Well, that's what I used to tell myself, some sort of creature that would make me do those things. And I'd say, well, that didn't, I said, well, did it feel good to punish Cinderella so? Did it feel good to be so mean? It's terribly confusing being a mean, cruel stepmother sometimes. Other times it was very clear and very my default mode, I suppose. And then something changed, you know, all these adventures and saying, well, now that I have nothing and you are the queen and the prince, what the time you were the prince, I said, well, maybe. And you said, no, 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 your basic thing was, oh, I could reform Agatha, and I will, and I did, because, you know, by showing me kindness, by making me learn empathy and compassion, you thought, but there's still this giant pit of lentils, you see. And I'm not talking about the one out there just feet away from me. I'm talking about the ones inside. But then I was like, well, maybe it isn't some creature that's some, you know, a parasite that makes me mean. Maybe it's a preference. Maybe it's who I am. And you're shaking your head, Cinderella. You're saying, "What? I'm just talking to use up time." Well, technically, you could be correct, but technically you could be incorrect, for I am about to become one with these lentils. And you might say, well, there's see, I could still take a tone with you, Cinderella, like you're a little girl and not a queen. But did you like how I said that? What? What? Yes, that's what I specialize in, taking a tone that is both degrading and demeaning, dismissive, makes you feel diminutive. That's both many more D things for I. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know, Cinderella. Basically, here's the deal. That stuff I told you earlier about bonding with this buffoon up there is a lie. I'm going to take over this kingdom. I am going to become a creature of evil, unfortunately. This part's not acting, children. You need to leave with Cinderella. That is the deal. I'm going to bond with these lentils and become an evil queen. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to destroy this man and his army. What they don't know is that the ogres have already taken the gem from you, Cinderella, while you were tied up, and they've sealed the door, the fairy portal. And now they are tunneling us. They have more or less tunneled the way out of the kingdom. They have tunneled their way out. And the ogres, these are the ogres, by the way, Cinderella. I don't think I did a proper introduction to you. These are ogres. Long story, Cinderella. Someone will fill you in back at the kingdom. I don't trust anything Dan says or Clifford, maybe. You'll have to deal with them, Cinderella, because you'll be queen. You will return. You will return with the ogres. They are good, goodish people. You have to do some sort of negotiating with them. It didn't go well with me in charge, but with you in charge, it'll be fine. You're going to take the children back, and you're going to escape. Now, meanwhile, I am going to turn into a, like I said, I'm going to take all the evil inside me. And I'm going to exploit it, Cinderella. I'm going to dig deep into that darker half of mine and bond with each and every one of these lentils. I think I've infused them with all of my cruelness, and I'm going to I'm going to lash out at these troops out there in this king, and you will escape. Now, the problem is that all this land around us is infused with the same very energy I'll be exploiting to become. Don't worry, but you'll need to escape, for it won't be like, oh, Agatha has power, she can defend us. No, I'll go mad with evil energy, I'm sure of it. You might say, well, how can you be sure, Agatha? Don't question me, Cinderella. Don't risk it. Be off. Take the children with you. Keep them safe. Now, Greasy, Xerox, these are the children's leaders. They are a bit scared, but they will forgive you, Cinderella, for they think you abandoned them. See how nice she is? Look at those eyes. Those are not just sparkly eyes, children. Those are eyes of caring and concern for me. Cinderella's thinking. She can't speak, for she wants to... what is your name? French fry? I don't know. Will you close her mouth back up, Cinderella's... tie Cinderella's mouth back up. I don't want to hear her touching speech about making her sacrifice. You all go, children. It's not safe to be here much longer. The ogres, they clearly understand. Right off, all of you will escape. Greasy. Oh, Xerox, yes, I will hold you for a second. I'm going to become, believe it or not, children, I'm quite interested. I'm going to bond with these lentils. I'm going to pour fairy magic on me, fairy sauce. And I wasn't kidding. I think all these lentils represent all the wrong I've done. And I'm going to become one with it. Now, children, I don't want to tell Agatha this, but what is going to happen is I'm going to jeopardize the fairy sauce. And I have a strange feeling that that's not going to be okay with the fairy sauce. If I infuse the dark power, it will try to infuse... The thing about this, do what needs to be done. That's what I remember from the first story. I don't really remember the rules of fairy magic or the things, but I remember if you're using fairy magic, you're supposed to do what needs to be done. And the fairy magic makes sure that happens. And what I need to do is turn super evil. And I know that's as well as that doesn't. Yes. And then I will fight these soldiers. And something will befall me, which will set things right. And then what I'm ideally hoping, children, is that just wipe everything out. You can come back with your fairy godparents. Hopefully... You know, I remember a tale where, you know, the evil got exploded or something and turned into fireworks, became flower seeds. And forever there was a bed of wild... Oh, no, no, no. That was a boy that climbed up a... I don't know. Maybe he stole the seeds and they fell out of his pocket as he was running from the giant. And that's why there was a bed of wild... Anyway, that's what I am going to believe, children. And when you come and sniff the flowers... With my friend Gonzalo, maybe you could bring the sheep here. No, don't, because I don't want sheep going to the bathroom on me if my essence is now is flowers. As a matter of fact, I would prefer not to be flowers. I don't know what ogres, not scones of butter or cows either. Just remember me, tell the tale. Instead of telling the tale of Agatha, tell the tale of Miss Buttermaker Butterworth. Butterworth Buttermaker, I think that was it. Butterworth Buttermaker. Forget about me, okay? Okay, it's okay, children. Go with Cinderella. Gunchkamp, Flaposhkamp, Blokapo. Yes, I'm talking in ogre now, children. You won't understand it. Because that means take the children against their will if you need to. You know, tempt them with the candy teeth of the creature first, and then, okay, go ahead, children, I need you to be brave, and remember, you've already promised me to help. So technically, you don't have a choice. Go ahead, go off, be off with you. Goodbye, Greasy. I love you so. Goodbye, Xerox. I do love you so. Remember, no sheep will pee on me. Well, hopefully... just talk about it. Maybe teach butter making. Although I heard, hopefully butter is a super, super healthy food or whatever the hell they called it. And not terribly, because I remember the one man from the... Anyway, not important, children. Hopefully this all works out. My plan, what could possibly go wrong? Nothing could possibly go wrong when you're doing evil to do good. What you do... And I will be the best bodies, children. I've all listen. One more thing before you go. Yes, it is a speech to end speaking. You know, I've always dreamed of being unbelievably mad with power. You know, I used to say if I was a queen, I would nominate. And now I get to do that. I will for a brief time. I'm sure I will feel. That's what I'm hoping. What if it does not work? You'll still be gone. If it doesn't work, I'll just be a distraction. I can act children just like I'm a mad lentil. I could say, oh, I have a lentil pit of lentil demons down here. You know, the children are gone. Oh, the children. No, maybe I'll just pretend. If the banshee just, oh, the children are sleeping. Please don't wake them. And then I'll say, oh, let me show you to the fairy sorts right away. And then I'll buy some time. What are they going to do? So just be gone. Goodbye. You've already promised me. Yes, I'll kiss your forehead. Says, no cheek. Oh, Greasy, okay, I'll kiss your cheeks. Okay, Cinderella, you've been listening in. Let me kiss you, my dear, and hug you. I'm sorry that... Cinderella, I am sorry that I could not keep your kingdom as... I'm sorry you left me in charge of your kingdom. I did try my best, and this is what happened. Total disaster, hopefully averted. Well, make the best of a bad situation, as they say. Trying to make the best of a good situation made it worse. Trying to fix that made it worse. Then you hired to try to fake a pyramid thing. That blew up. Then ogre overtaking, and then you try to double-cross them, trick them as you miss butter, make a butter worth, bring them, and then discover these children, find out. Then I found the source, Cinderella. So there you go, and little does anyone know. It's flowing back into the kingdom now. So why don't you go check on the fairy godparents for the love of goodness gracious, as they would say. Have a scone, goodbye, and I'm sorry for being so incompetent that hopefully this is where my incompetence ends. One way or another, it probably will. And if you see a tattered letterman, that would be weird because he would maybe I well oh, that would be strange. No, probably you won't. But take good care of Gonzalo for me, Cinderella. If he was only older, I'd say marry him, but I don't know, he's underage, not of age to even... He could probably hold hands. You don't have a daughter, but anyway, not important, okay? So, goodbye. Goodbye. I have work to do. The soldiers are screaming, so I'm going to go deal with that. And with that, they're riding off, and I am going to the edge of... And I'm. This is my plan, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I think maybe I will. I was kind of joshing about that becoming an evil lentil queen, but now I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm going to dump this whole jar of fairy magical essence on my head and go, you know, work my way to the surface. I figured out a way to shift my weight. If I'm like a worm, I can actually go upward in the lentils. It's quite fun. So if I'm going to, in the lentils, they go down my dress, the back and the front, and they tickle me. And then, then my socks have lentils, but whatever, I won't be worried about it for long. So yes, this is, so they're gone and I'm going to get, why don't we just go, why don't you come along with me and see what happens? Well, I'll be telling you, oh no, this will be, yes, why don't you come along, and I will have a, So let's go and see what will happen. Let's go to this pinto. Join me as I worm my way up through the lentils, and let's see what happens. Okay, I'm just going to take a few breaths here and wriggle into these lentils and push any doubts of all the convenient, anyway, wriggling. They're yelling to me. They hear the dogs are barking. I'm coming up. Queen of lentils coming to the surface. Okay, I'm going to pour. Oh, dear, maybe I should have. Well, this is at least there's a lid on this container. I'll wriggle up. Hopefully they won't restrict it. Oh, dear, I should have poured this on my head before I got to the surface. But anyway, I'm popping my head up, no arrows. I don't know how my voice carries with these. Anyway, pop. And I look around, and there I am, surrounded by soldiers and barking dogs. And there, not far from the edge, is a regal bearded man, looking quite unhappy with me. And he says to me, "There, you, Queen of Lentils, who the hell are you?" And I say, "I am the Queen of Lentils, correct. And much worse than that, I'm the defender of this kingdom, and you've fallen into my trap." And he laughs, and he says, "Your trap, a giant foreheaded, wrinkled-faced woman whose permanent scowl is frightening to men and beasts alike. Except for the dogs, they're not frightened so easily." And I say, "Well, you're mistaken then." And I say, "Hey, let me just freshen up a bit before we get familiar." And then I took the jar of fairy essence. I poured it over my head like a... It flowed like an invisible liquid. And they said, "What are you doing, you mad woman?" And they said, "Pull her out of the pit." And a couple men came close to the pit, and I suddenly felt it was like my limbs had grown an extension. And they got close to the pit, and I reached out my fingers, and the tips of my fingers reached into the, became lentils. I can't describe the feeling. It was so organic. I felt like my fingers were, like I had lentil, I can't describe, it felt like normal fingers. And I felt so normal, I didn't say, "Wow, that's strange, my fingers are 30 feet long, no wrapping around these men and pulling them into the lentil pit, and now I'm laughing, and suddenly my abdomen is one with lentils, like a giant weaving, almost like a snake woman, but not as frightening, because lentils, you know, they're not as shiny as scales. And then I hear myself cackling with mad anger. I won't cackle now, but I cackled and I said, "You have awoken a darkness darker than your beard. Is that, and I, by the way, is that your natural beard color?" And he said, "It is." And I said, "Oh, well, you were good stock, but you made one mistake crossing Cinderella." And he said, "Well, I thought you were looking for vengeance, you and your crazed children. Looking for where are they?" And I said, "They've been absorbed into the lentils." And he said to me, "You lie." And I said, "Well, who are you two?" And then the soldiers, I noticed he was distracting me. His soldiers gathered around me. They started throwing spears, but to throw a spear into a pit of lentils is like throwing a spear into a pit of lentils. It is a senseless. And then I noticed I could flick out lentils like little powerful, you know, little those kids, they were shooting spitballs. These were lentil balls, but traveling at a very high pace, enough to, unfortunately, for the people and a man, end a soldier's career as a soldier, we shall say. And as some of his men fell down, he said, "Troops, gather close." And they gathered in. And he said, he was a brave man. I said, usually double crosses with secret plans are cowards. You are no coward, sir. And he said, "You are the coward. You double cross me with a secret double cross, I believe." And I say, "You're correct in that, for you're trapped in here with me, the Queen of Lentils." And then I spun around. It was quite, oh, the feeling of spinning when you are both solid and not a liquid, but a flowing, you know, globules. Oh, it felt like magical. I spun around in circles. I almost lost. But then I noticed I could shoot little lentils out. I took out some more of his soldiers. Not many, just enough to make my point. And I said, "You still feeling courageous, sir?" And he said, "Well, courageous, but not confident. What is your game, beast?" And I said, usually it'd be a long, drawn-on speech, but I've given too many speeches today, sir. So I suppose I could just take you all out. How many soldiers do you have on the outside?" And he said, plenty. And I said, well, they won't stay true to you when they know you're trapped in here with the lentil queen, lentil beast. And I could see this man. I was like, well, I could see why Cinderella, she fell under his... Yeah, he said, he's got keen eyes. I can feel his brain calculating both. You know, he must have equal sides, good and evil. Just like a, you know, 51% evil brain. Or maybe, and I said, what was your plan here? Capture the fairy source, take over the continent, defend us from invaders from foreign lands or some bullshit? And he said, something like, he said, unify the kingdoms, for I, in Cinderella, were the last royals. You know, the great purges of the kings and the lesser kings. Very few houses escaped those purges, but... You know, the house of the man Cinderella married in my house. And he said, you know, I was spoke to many of the, I had heard from many letters from the, and he went on and on about commerce and unified commerce and the same garbage Clifford's friends were spewing trickled down this by lifting the standards for the highest man, the lowest man would bootstrap himself. By inspiration and by keeping your commerce going. I don't, they said, that's a load of crap, you sir. And he said, it's not having economic, you studios. And I said, you sound like a crapanomic, you. And, but then I noticed I could feel the fairy energy even in the earth, so I shook the earth. I said, do I have your attention now? And he said, you do. And I noticed water. I had shook the earth so that water was releasing and strange stinky gases and things. And I said, well, this feels even more wonderful. Wet. My pit is filling with water and I'm lentils. It is like I'm having a bath. But I'm also buoyant. And then I noticed I was saying that out loud, but he was studying me. And I said, well, I am a creature of evil now, a lentil beast. Shall we just battle nonstop? How many soldiers do you have left? And I noticed probably he had quite a few, but I said, well, I just have a lentil. And then I saw him sniff at the air. And then I saw him. He said, okay. He said, well, we should. He goes, he backed up. And I said, maybe I should just take him out. Why am I debating him? But he did feel like my equal. I felt like it'd be cheap to just hit him in the forehead with a lentil and then take it. I was like, that isn't very, very brave for a courageous man. I was hoping he would, like, take his sword and dive into the lentil pit and then I would absorb him in and shoot him back out and, you know, throw fists at him and he would block it with his shield and, you know, I'd shoot lentil bits and he would hit it away with his sword. Much action. But he backed away and he conferred with his soldiers. And then I said, what was this? And the air was thick with this thick, stinky gas. And I said, And then I noticed he said, it's time for some lentil stew, boys. And his soldiers, they started firing up their torches. And I said, what is that? Lentil stew. And then they cast the torches at me, and I noticed the gas igniting and the water around me starting to bubble and boil. I said, oh, dear, I'm heating up here. And his soldiers began throwing the torches into the water, and the gas began to ignite. And I think the gas had both permeated. I was like, this is fracking terrible. I meant to say fucking terrible, but I said, this fracking around in the earth. And then I watched as the water heated, the earth heated even, which you never wanted. The earth is like an oven when a warm earth. So it was like I was being baked inside of water being boiled. Not sure if that's poaching. My daughter attempted to serve. You know, she was running the inn's kitchen. She was not the cook. She was the one in charge. And the cook said, why don't we poach some eggs, my dear? And she said, what the hell? And she told me, I said, what the hell is that? And she said, exactly, mother. That's what I said. And then they said a poached egg is cooked in water. I said, what? You cook an egg in water with its shell on, hard boiled? And they said, oh, no, 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 without its shell. I said, what, are you a fool? I'll poach you. You're trying to rip my daughter off. And he said, no, 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 I'm paid whatever for whatever. I said, you're wasting egg and water. And then, but now as the water heated around me and the soldiers gathered around me and they kept lighting gas and they backed off as there was a huge flame. But it was the very earth that was, baking the water around me. I don't know if that was poaching again. I'm not sure. Kept them, from getting, they would have to dodge a gas jet would flame up around them. But they sat and watched, and I said, oh, no, I guess I am poaching. I can see the egg would solidify. The cook had tried to show me, and I ended up knocking the pot on the ground. I said, none of your witchcraft. And I began to heat up, and my temper began to heat up, but I noticed the lentils. Like, suddenly I felt sluggish, the serpentine-like motion of loose lentils mixed with fairy magic, mixed with, the powers and shaking. And now I felt slow and thickening. I felt like I was thickening. And then I said, oh, no, I'm absorbing the liquid that is the cooking liquid, but there is not enough for the gases. And they chanted and they began marching around me saying, Queen of Lentils, Baba Bentils, Spicer. I said, you're going to eat. And then the gas was heady and I was becoming, is this the end? Am I being cooked? Am I just losing consciousness? What is it? It's so irritating, that handsome bearded man with the wily eyes. I should have taken him out the easy way, and I drifted off to children and other people listening to this tale. I drifted to the land of dreams, to the land of crossing over. I do not know. I just know I drifted away, drifted in a dream-like world of sound, small sulfur-like smells, of slow-moving lentils that still retain the shape, yet in this lentil slurry created from the very lentil itself, was so thick and unyielding, and I drifted away, sinking in my own lentil morass. Oh, into a dream like, well, why don't you sleep as I sleep too? Hopefully this tale will continue to lentil stir me up. Please, I'm coagulating, maybe. And I'd like to be evenly cooked. Is this poaching? I don't know. Oh, no, lentil queen. Bye. Maybe I'm sleeping, though. Don't worry, so.